Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 9th March 2022. Top stories for today. Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin earlier today appealed to parents to get their children vaccinated before April 1st, as daily COVID-19 cases continue to surge. According to Khairi, the vaccination rate for kids below the age of 11 is low, as the ministry had sent out about 1.63 million vaccination appointments under the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme for children, but only 1 million had turned up until February 3rd. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said COVID-19 cases in the country continue to rise, with a total of 31,490 reported in the latest infection log. According to the data on COVIDNow portal, the country reported about 79 deaths, including 19 that were declared as brought in dead. There are currently 373 patients nationwide currently being treated in intensive care units. As Malaysia makes the transition into the COVID-19 endemic phase, Senior Defence Minister Dato' Sri Hishamuddin earlier today announced there will only be one SOP but 9 guidelines to adhere to. Hishamuddin said the details of the SOP and guidelines are already in its final stages of completion and should be up and running 2 weeks before April 1st. On the international front, thousands of residents of the Ukrainian city of Sumy were successfully evacuated as the evacuation corridors opened after Russia agreed to halt attacks. According to the BBC, it was the first successful mass evacuation, despite Russia announcing several ceasefires to evacuate people from the cities under bombardment. Hong Kong announced today that it will prioritise elderly lives in its fight against COVID-19. Carrie Lam said as the fifth wave of the pandemic triggers rising deaths, mostly involving those aged 80 and above, officials are still in the midst of finding the best time to launch a proposed mass testing exercise. Australia declares a national emergency due to the flooding hitting the country's east coast, which has claimed 21 lives and cost millions of dollars in material damages. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the country has declared a national emergency as a result of a natural disaster due to the severe weather and flooding event across New South Wales and Queensland. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.